The Youth's Instructor, June 5, 1902. The Danger of Self-Confidence. The Youth's Instructor, June 5, 1902. The Danger of Self-Confidence. Every day, the youth are exposed to the perils of self-confidence. The enemy knows how to work most effectually to cripple their usefulness. He tries to fill their minds with thoughts of themselves, of their knowledge, of what they are able to accomplish. And with many, he succeeds. Filled with self-sufficiency, they make no effort to correct the objectionable traits of character that have been handed down to them as a birthright. They feel that they need no cautions. They are constantly making mistakes, but when corrected, they show impatience. Pride compasseth them about. They think that by their course they are raising themselves in the estimation of others, but how greatly they mistake. The self-conceited youth gains little respect. It is reticence and modesty that win respect. It is the superficial thinker who deems himself wise. Men of solid worth and high attainments are generally most ready to admit the weakness of their own understanding. Humility is the constant attendant of true wisdom. I entreat our youth to guard against boastfulness and conceit. When placed in positions of responsibility, how many persons of great natural ability have fallen, while in the same position men of less ability and less education have succeeded? The reason is that the former trusted in themselves, while the latter trusted in him who is wonderful in counsel and mighty in power. Before honor is humility. To fill a high place before men, heaven chooses the worker, who, like John the Baptist, takes a lowly place before God. Simplicity, self-forgetfulness, self-distrust are attributes that heaven values. These are the characteristics of real greatness. The youth have many difficult lessons to learn before they are prepared for usefulness. In order to be fitted to fill positions of trust, they must submit to the stern teaching of rebuff and disappointment. Days of suffering are necessary to teach wisdom. For the self-confident, there is a lesson in the history of the Apostle Peter. In his early discipleship, Peter thought himself strong. When, on the eve of betrayal, Christ forewarned his disciples, "All ye shall be offended because of me this night," Peter confidently declared, "Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended." Peter did not know his own danger. Self-confidence misled him. He thought himself able to withstand temptation. But in a few short hours, the test came, and with cursing and swearing, he denied his Lord. When the crowing of the cock reminded him of the words of Christ, surprised and shocked at what he had just done, he turned and looked at his master. At this moment, Christ looked upon Peter, and beneath that grieved look, in which compassion and love were blended, Peter understood himself. He went out and wept bitterly. The evil that led to Peter's fall is proving the ruin of thousands today. There is nothing so offensive to God or so dangerous to the soul as pride and self-sufficiency. The nearer we come to Jesus, and the more clearly we discern the purity of his character, the more clearly shall we see the exceeding sinfulness of sin, and the less shall we feel like exalting ourselves. Those whom heaven recognizes as holy ones are the last to parade their own goodness. Men who have lived near to God, men who would sacrifice life itself rather than knowingly commit a wrong act, men whom God has honored with divine light and power, have confessed the sinfulness of their own nature. They have put no confidence in the flesh, have claimed no righteousness of their own, but have trusted wholly in the righteousness of Christ. So will it be with all who behold the Savior.